I'm Amy Eddings. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Economic growth improved in the final 3 months of last year. According to the Commerce Department, the economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, improved at an annual rate of 3.1%. The number was revised upwards by 0.3%. It marks the best quarterly growth since the beginning of 2010. More consumer spending led the way. But looking ahead, rising food and gas prices could stunt future growth. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell in March. Only one quarter of respondents expect an improvement in their finances this year. However, investors focused more on a good earnings report from Oracle, and stocks ended up today. The Dow added 50 points, closing at 12,221. The index added more than 350 points this week. The NASDAQ ended the day at 2,743 after gaining 7 points, and the S&P 500 rose 4 points, settling at 1,313. This week, Albany lawmakers said they are really, really close to agreeing on a state budget. The U.S. Census revealed New York City's population grew in the past decade, but not as much as Mayor Bloomberg expected. And former Mayor Ed Koch got a bridge named after him. We will review the week's business and economic news now with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Amy.
We're getting closer, we're being told, to having a state budget. It might even come in on time for a change. It's due 1 week from today, April 1st. What's the latest that you're hearing on what's being added or subtracted from Governor Cuomo's proposal?
Well, the bottom line is very little is being added or subtracted, that this is the Cuomo plan. You know, there's a political scientist who's been giving me a hard time for months saying, how's Cuomo going to cut a budget deficit $10 billion without raising taxes? Well, we're very close, and that's essentially what he did. There's a little more money in education. There's a little concern about the malpractice reforms and whether they're going to go into effect. But this is the plan Cuomo outlined months ago.
Yes, and we're hearing from Albany today, Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos saying he believes $250 million has been restored to Governor Cuomo's education cuts. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver would not confirm that amount, but he did say he is seeking significant clawbacks in those education cuts. We'll see what happens either today or over the weekend. Cuomo had said he thought a tax cap and rent regulations were a vital part of any budget discussion, but they've been taken off the table. Do you know what happened?
I don't exactly know what happened, but he changed his mind between Thursday of last week and Monday of this week. I think he got a lot of pressure from people who said that rent regulation was too contentious and should be pushed off the agenda. Now, let's be clear. By taking rent regulation out of the budget, he empowers the groups who don't want to make rent regulation tougher, because the Senate will play a bigger role. As for the property tax cap, I don't know whether this means he's less resolute on it. It's going to be harder to get after the budget. But what he basically, his aim here clearly, was to get the kind of budget he proposed. And $250 million is something, you know, but it's not that big a percentage of $10 billion.
You're speaking to the money going back into the education budget, yes. We learned yesterday that New York City grew by just 2% over the last 2 years, adding less than 200,000 residents. The census figures from 2010 were a lot less than city officials expected. Mayor Bloomberg said today he will likely challenge that number when a 2011 estimate is released in July. What would a lower headcount mean for New York?
Well, remember, the mayor says that we were going to get a million people, extra people, by 2030, and we'd have 9 million people in New York. Well, if the census number's right and the growth rate continues at 2%, and there's no telling that will happen, we'll only have 8.5 million, you know. That's a lot of people we're not going to have that the mayor's expecting and that he's planning for and that his capital plan envisions and his economic development plan envisions and the plan 2030 envisions.
And it also means less federal money to New York City. Finally, this week, the city council voted to rename the Queensboro Bridge after former Mayor Ed Koch. A poll from Quinnipiac University showed most New Yorkers opposed that idea. But I know you supported the change. Why is that?
Well, there are two reasons. One, Ed Koch restored the city's fiscal health, and I think it's spirit when he was elected mayor. But there's another reason. Ed Koch was the first pro-business, pro-development mayor in 50 years. He changed the attitude of the city, and every mayor since Koch has kept the same general philosophy. And in that way, he's just a revolutionary mayor in New York.
Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. This is WNYC.